Good evening, everybody.
Hello,
and welcome to our irregular Wednesday stream.
Hello.
We are once again reporting live from our orbitable moon base.
I'm full of dinner.
Yeah, we're full of dinner. That's where we had to go into orbit.
Yes, because otherwise, if we were on planet Earth, the pull of the gravity would pull us to bits because we've eaten so many chips and roast carrots and pie and gravy.
Yes, there was pie and gravy. And for those of you tuning in for the weather report, it's not spring somehow.
It's bloody awful.
I went
shopping about 10 o'clock this morning and I got very wet. It was terrible.
It was so cold. Been very cold. We haven't had a proper spring. It's not gonna be summer anytime soon, it feels like. Yes, indeed, they were meat pies. We love meat pies.
It was a meat and potato pie.
It was
right,
and we love meat pies, don't we, folks? For those of you still in the dark, we are still
turn on the light.
But otherwise, for those of you who want to support us, we are still monetized on YouTube somehow. So you can support us on YouTube. This is available as an ad-free podcast on the Substack. It's all linked below. We won't shill too much today. We might do a bit more later. And, of course, there is book. And hopefully at some point, possibly in late August, there will be more book.
Yes.
But we will see. I need to send over some stuff to our editor for that at some point this week. But new book is shockingly done at the moment.
But, yes,
so.
If you, for some reason, decide you want to give us money because, God forbid, we might actually be able to up some level of production value, you can give it to us via a super chat, or there's a link to the Ko-fi so that YouTube does not steal the monies.
No. I'll put that as a pinned comment,
yes,
as well. But that's kind of by the by. Today we're talking, and mostly talking, we have a lot of source heavy streams, but really we're wanting to make this more of a less source heavy stream. More of a visual stream, as we'll see. We're not reaching into stock footage. We're not going and picking up a whole bunch of quote-unquote AI. But you'll see, we have managed to up our production value slightly for the new YouTube meta.
With some of the technology we had to bring in to bring you some of the possibly moving images you might see are...
There's some very, very serious... Putting on our serious hat for a moment. There's very serious technologies going on here. You can't see us, but we're putting on our serious hats.
I forgot the WD-40.
Oh, no. Oh, thank you, Limited Guide, for the $5 super sticker. Still the only person I've ever seen really use them.
I think that YouTube just keeps that feature for you, so you,
yes,
can give us Canadian monies.
Well, we'll get right to it. What is the electoral frame? Well, I don't know. I won't say this a bit later, but here's a bit of a demonstration. This doesn't make any sense, does it?
Why is Nigel Farage wearing a Derek Chisora branded Union Jack face mask? Don't ask that question, because it's in the frame.
In the electoral frame,
it all makes sense.
It does make sense. Okay.
Should we try another one here?
Let's try another one. We'll get another one going here. Let's say Richard Tice, a man who was a minor figure of a party that has four MPs, going and conducting diplomacy in, of course, the great state, the only democracy in the Middle East.
Mm.
Can we have our brooms out, please? For the great state of Israel.
It's a bit curious, though. I mean, he's not really a significant guy.
No, wait.
Why didn't you show me this before?
He needs to do this to get elected. What are you talking about? Is that what it is? Inside the electoral frame, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah, do you know what? I think there's another one.
You wouldn't want to lose an election by being called anti-Semitic, would you now?
Where is she? Yes.
Oh, no, wait.
Now it makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Conservative Party, British flag, black woman, gap tooth. I mean, what?
Make it. We need it for the vote. We can't win.
Stunning
and brave.
Legitimate and electorally viable.
Yes. But if you go outside of the frame.
No,
don't go.
Don't do that.
Yeah. But the frame has to exist. The point we're belaboring here, really, is that the electoral frame is just that. It is a lens that things are put through that do not make sense to say that they do make sense. Ed Miliband doesn't make any sense. You put an electoral frame around him, maybe you can see it. He's a better candidate than Corbyn.
Yeah.
At least he's not Corbyn.
George Galloway or something.
At least he's not George Galloway. The point we're belaboring even more is that this is a lens people look through so that they can bash their head together inside of itself and turn themselves stupid.
Mm.
It is a stupidification frame. It is a retardation beam. I'm firing the retardation beam
directly into my frontal lobe.
And now all you can see is inside the electoral frame. The problem is that it's also people's default programming.
Yes, it is the default programming for almost all people, and even more so, and I think more particularly in regards to who we are and what we get up to, for almost all political activism, online and in person. When pushed and questioned about what any activist is trying to actually achieve in the world around them, they will almost always resort back to the fact that incremental success at the ballot box is a primary function of what they or their movement is looking to achieve. Whether they regard that as a stepping stone or as the achievement itself, I would be hard-pressed to find anyone even from, you know, extreme left and extreme right variants of politics who don't fundamentally agree with that this not making sense, but then with the addition of a certain golden tint round it, all of a sudden it does make sense.
But think about, we've talked about Liz Truss's based and red-pilled podcast before. I do think it's funny that this is not Liz Truss, this is Theresa May, but they might as well be the same person.
Yes. Liz May and Theresa Truss.
Yeah, and all those people came out and said Liz Truss was hard done by. She just wanted to cut taxes for the economy. And you look at Liz Truss outside of the electoral frame and she doesn't make any fucking sense. You look at her in a podcast.
Do you know what exists outside of the electoral frame?
Who?
The Office for Budgetary Responsibility.
Yes, they do. You don't have to be electable when you're doing something neutral.
No.
But the... When pushed, the vast majority of activists will always resort back to it, though. As you said, they will. They imagine themselves as having a homeopathic slice of the electoral pie.
Yeah,
they
I've got votes, I am important or relevant.
Yeah.
This is somehow a medium for communicating to the people at large that you are correct about something.
But we already did this. Mm. We did this about 15 times. It's like people trying to go on a diet. Every time they swear off it, and there's the frame, and they're chowing down, you put them in the electoral, they cannot help themselves. They get, it might
be... No, it's only a Diet Coke.
It might even still be here. Have we got electoral fever still?
Yes, election fever's in there.
Oh, where is it? I can't
see. It's up near the top, I think.
Oh, is it? We do still have election fever. I think I got rid of it, actually, because it's not...
I definitely saw you scroll past it.
Oh, no!
keep going.
It's not near the top.
Keep going.
It's not near the top. There it is. People get election fever.
Ooh, oh, no.
Oh, the frame's over it. The frame's over it. There we go.
No. That's true, actually, because election fever happens within the frame.
Oh, people come down with a case of horrible election fever.
And there's no cure for it.
There's no cure for that, it seems. But as many times as people... I'm sorry. I won't vote for I won't vote for the Tories again, and Suella Braverman and Robert Jenrick and Reform. And...
Where is he? That one there will do. That's a perfect example of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, can you demonstrate?
No, the frames up. Base Boris. We love the Base Boris. Oh, boo, Boris, boo.
Yeah, now he smells. Now he's weak and he's a cuck.
He's not our electoral guy anymore.
We don't think he's actually bombastic. Oh, no, he's great.
Oh, we have to get Brexit done. guys. We have to. I know I said it's unrealistic. It's the one thing we need. If we get nothing else, we need to make sure there's a Brexit. And it is a hard... It's the only issue I care. It's the one... There's one issue in politics. And it's... Ooh, and then you take the frame away. Oh, God, I keep getting rid of the wizard. We need the wizard. You take the frame away and it's boo. Boo.
Ooh, smelly. Boris, smelly
boo, smelly. Boo.
You betrayed us. Boo. You brought us COVID.
But as soon as it's time to put him on the right-wing pedestal, oh, he's the least bad option. At least he was better. At least he was better.
At least he wasn't Rishi Sunak.
At least he wasn't Jeremy Corbyn. Ooh. Can you imagine if Jeremy Corbyn had got in instead of Boris? Oh, you'd be upset if Jeremy Corbyn got in, wouldn't you? You'd feel all right.
And the thing is to step away from the bombastic and the sort of public facing aspect of this as well, there is something genuinely to be considered, because to shoehorn yourself in that frame is to take, let's be honest, the sort of movements that we might be able to get ourselves close to, grassroots,
yes,
local issues for local people, etc., etc., etc. But this never works, because local politics are, for the most part, largely meaningless. Due to this, as a consequence of such, it tends to be one of the few places nationalism can actually gain some organic ground. Of course, nationalism and localism are in absolute tension with one another, leading to local politics being cannibalised more often once a party gets national ambitions. Look at Restore, as probably what's going to become a heinous example of this, quite possibly. The layer of abstraction between local issues and national issues burdens local issue groups with national scale logistics or political obligations that they cannot meet.
Yes, we
meanwhile, yeah, we... you are forcing national level political organisations and public facing fronts to deal with the excruciating detail of particularist local issues. Oh, Golders Green is a multicultural hellhole and there's random Pakistanis stabbing random Jewish people in the street. Well, a solution for social cohesion in Golders Green isn't going to work where we are, or possibly where most people are listening to this from.
Yes.
But yet, as a national movement that has to deal with the topic of social cohesion, you then have to treat it as if you're going to fix 10,000 different Golders Greens across Britain, which isn't what Britain is.
No, it's not. There's also just the general slop impulse of mass movements. We will not bombard you with Tommy Robinson style cringe as we sometimes do. I think we've done enough of that. But the abject nonsense, calling it cringe wouldn't do it justice. The brain death, the soul crushing nature of political activism within the electoral frame.
So let's make it make sense. We'll put the frame back up for a second. Oh, otherwise, people won't understand the image. Okay. Right, there we go.
Okay. Whoosh, whoosh. You are now in an election. Yes, this man is your enemy. Boo. And the Tory is your friend. Yay. Ooh, right, left. Where are we going? I don't know, but it's in the frame.
Ah. And I think the point to be made here as well, This is without the discussion of values, because we're not quite yet in the realm of ideas. We may travel there at some point soon.
We may travel there.
We don't object to Restore or Reform because they aren't based enough. This is a point we have made because we think it's important to push people on rhetoric, but it's not the primary thing. Because quite frankly, if all you cared about was winning elections, Reform is a much better vehicle for that than the Restore is ever going to be.
Yes.
We object to them because they are electoral projects first and foremost. As such, they exist in the electoral frame. They exist within the system. It is a lie. We have spoken about it time and again. And this comes with the whole host of necessary mental contortions that we talked about so many times during the legitimacy stream we did a couple of weeks ago, and some of our other streams we've done more recently. An organisation like Restore could have existed outside this frame. For demonstration purposes, we shall get the frame back up.
Oh, there he is.
It could have existed outside of this. It could have existed outside of this fucking nonsense. But instead chose to no longer be a pressure group, some sort of foundation, a charity, or any other variant of quasi-NGO that would allow it to be more capable than it otherwise is. Rather, by becoming an electoral project at heart, at least by what is routinely described as such, it takes on limitations that otherwise stunt its capabilities at the scale it operates on. This also brings with it the problem of the local national issues gap.
Yes. As we've talked about repeatedly in our legitimacy stream, in some of our other work as well, we see political parties as fluid that is poured into the political container of Westminster to take its shape in order to be declared legitimate by the UK security state. They have to take this shape.
And I think as well, this gets onto something that's actually confused a lot of people as of late. And something that AA had gone on about at one point, which was the notion of Rupert Lowe taking over the Tory party. There is logic to this.
Yes.
Because as an electoral project, the Tory party is one of the best ones ever seen. In terms of maintaining the illusion of holding power as a consequence of having at least some level of public support, ergo legitimacy.
Yes.
It's better than that than anything else I can think of. So if your goal is to actually try and maintain power by dominating that part of the frame, the Tory party is the best vehicle for it.
Yes.
Providing you have people at the helm of it you can trust. Mm. That's a different question. But that's at least one vector of this. The problem is once you try and apply all the other vectors to this and solve the problem, say, not necessarily of winning an election, but preserving Britain and its people and its culture indefinitely, that doesn't work so well anymore.
No.
All of a sudden you're fighting for next year's election and spurning what was the intentional goal that you'd started out with in the first place.
As we talked about, again, during our legitimacy stream, the electoral frame and the process of trying to fit into it batters you into the shape of the Tory party. Mm. The Tory party weren't successful because of what they were. They were successful because of all the things that they weren't.
Yes.
And all of the ways that they didn't escape from the confines of Westminster politics.
To say there is no perfect electoral solution, there is only those willing to take the shape or the negative space that clears out.
Yes.
Shall we say, those willing to fill the frame.
Those willing to fill the frame are able to exist within the frame, but you can only exist within the frame.
Mm.
It's this whole thing where, oh no, when we get into power, when we run the election, it's just like, no, it is a process. We've been through this so many times, and yet when people go whoosh whoosh and put themselves in the electoral frame, they just can't manage it. For all its wants, needs and good intentions, Restore is just Reform with a spoiler on it.
Yeah, but look, what a better version of Reform they are.
Yeah, it's Reform with a body kit.
Mm.
It's Reform, but with some theory crafted. It's Reform plus.
Dare I say,
modded Reform.
As a consequence of a lack of imagination, which stems from people only ever interacting with or thinking about politics within the frame of electoral thought and electoral goals, when you look at Restore, you must think that, yes, it's a better microwave, but it's still just a microwave.
And here, this brings us on to the thought experiment of the microwave that will save Britain.
Yes.
Imagine, if you will, a world in which politics is done not through elections, but through microwaves. I think this is the best way, and this is the kind of technology. We've been doing MS Paint.
Many boffins died
many
to bring you this gift.
But we've done MS Paint drawings before, but now, thanks to your relentless support, not only for us, but for the great state of Israel, we have now been able to come up with the technology and resources to make the MS Paint drawings move. Also, it apparently stops you getting hit by the AI filter on YouTube, but we'll see if that works
this
or not.
This also required necromancy and many other strange talents. But fundamentally, neither Restore, nor Reform, nor any other project you can pick out which elevates itself on its ability to be elected They are not the vanguard.
No.
They are not organizations that can or will be able to ensure the future for us, our culture, and our land. They did not originate as that, and they will not hold singularly to that goal, and will, as a consequence, never be able to fulfill it, the more so as those and their members continue to seek electoral victory.
But Mr. Retard Britain, that's a microwave. What's wrong, Black Pillar? Scared my microwave will win? It's just, this is what electoral politics feels like to us.
Yes.
I mean, I know this is silly, and I know this is making a joke, and I know this is us doing silly vibrating microwaves, but this is what it is. It's like, well, how are we going to fix these fundamental problems with Britain? Mm. How are we going to fix these fundamental problems with our towns, our social makeup, our demographics, our industrial decline, our defence situation, our infrastructure, all of these things?
I think the thing that really stands out for me in this, and I think justifies us treating people frankly with this sort of attitude, that this is what you deserve.
Yeah.
It's not. There has been a period for years whereby people have discussed electoral politics as an aside, as a subject of interest, as one strategic plank in a much bigger, you know, organizational fence, whatever you want to describe it as. However, as of the last year or so, particularly as a consequence of people being directly paid to be part of Restore Britain, let's just point that out, people are being paid to do that, are now pretending that they aren't just mildly interested in elections and otherwise concerned about Britain first. They are now primarily concerned about elections to the extent that they engage in hyperbole and fatalism that's fucking nonsense. I mean, we used to be the people that sat on Twitter and YouTube and laughed at the fucking shit libs when they all went, oh, if Trump wins, we're going to have fascist America and we're all going to run away and leave. Now you're all running around on fucking Twitter going, if Starmer wins, I've got to leave because he's gonna turn going to turn it into Islamo-fascist Britain.
It's going to be the last election.
I know, and it's... If that's where you've gone, especially given the fact that I know some of these people have the wherewithal not to be doing that, you will not be treated with respect because you do not deserve it.
Oh, you should put your paper in the box one more time, guys. But it's just retard noises to it. It is. Where we just need to vote for Rupert. No. It's so... Sorry, that retard voice is a bit hard on my voice. Oh, bigger retard must cause you... I'm dying.
It's thirsty work.
Oh, it's thirsty work being a retard.
But the thing is, I know it's not that people... Some of them are retarded enough because some of them are fucking young and naive enough.
Oh.
But let's be frank. There's money flowing around. There's relevance flowing around. People think they're going to get positions in some sort of government that may or may not come around, but it doesn't fucking matter.
I'm gonna be a junior minister in the Restore/Reform government.
Congratulations, you are getting bummed in whites.
Oh, dearie me. Yes, who else gets bummed in the hoity-toity clubs? It's you. It's you guys. It's the minister. They don't call them ministerial aides for nothing.
But I find it so pathetic. I mean, I think this is as well something we've got into time and again about the people's need to counter narratives.
Yeah.
To counter leftist hyperbole and fatalism with their own hyperbole and fatalism, at which point you all just look like idiots. Why bother? It's so played out and tired. If anything, I now look down on people that do that, even though they do it knowingly. I have more sympathy for the people who genuinely believe it than the ones that do it in that sense. Because it's like you are knowingly playing into the poisonous sort of mind disease that partisan liberal democracy is.
We just need to build a better microwave. We just need to build a better electoral party. It will work this time. But the amount of people will agree with you one outside the moment. People will swear blind that they will never, ever default back to the microwave that will save Britain.
But don't you understand? If we get 51% of the vote, the microwave will be powered forever.
I'm starting to think you guys aren't going to help me build the microwave.
Yeah. The electoral frame requires magical thinking. This magical thinking only works inside the frame. The magic 51% moment where 51% of people agree with you, so you instantly win. See this? See what you see in front
of you? This is what people who vote actually believe this. They actually believe that the 51% threshold gives you magical total legitimacy, and having 49% of something makes you consigned to the dustbin of history and have to cry and gnash your teeth. It's the sports game thinking. Electoral politics is sports ball. It's politics is event, but it is not real. I know we're being very mocking here, but look at this. This is what people who vote believe.
I mean, this was Brexit.
Yeah.
The Brexit reinforced this myth within the right, whilst also using it to string along Brexiteers for a decade. The betrayal narrative keeps reform Brexit boomers constantly thinking the system must recognise their democratic victory. We are legitimate. We won.
But we got 51%. We got the magic. How dare you? You're defying my magic. Excuse me. Excuse me, Mr. Politician. Excuse me. We got the magic number. You didn't get the magic number, so we win.
You didn't hit the vote criteria, so your politician doesn't get the appropriate amount of action points.
This is anti-democracy.
I'm going to go to the Electoral Commission. You're cheating.
Yeah. Excuse me, Electoral Commission. I'd like to report a bug. We got 51% and we didn't win.
Yeah. I'm so confused now.
They thought that everyone who wanted globalism was going to cry and moan and admit that they were right.
But of course, it's not that democracy's wrong. No. It's that the evil leftist magicians are all gonna play us, because it's democracy is the thing that matters, not actually getting what you want. It's doing it democratically.
Well, it's like the lazy writers that you talk about there. You know, get into the bit. There we go.
Like a lazy fantasy film series that refuses to die. The writers continue to invent new devices of great democratic magic to defeat the evil wizard Starmer and banish him once and for all. But not this time. You'll have to tune in next week.
We've talked about syndicated reality. We've talked about reality as a syndicated TV show where everyone must go back to first positions. Eventually, they have to bring in a new villain after a few seasons. Mm. But boy, do they use them. Boy, do they wear them out. They're like a Hanna-Barbera repeating background animation.
No, but we stroll, you know, we walk to... Where is it they go in bloody Lord of the Rings? It's the place...
Mordor.
Mordor, you know, we're marching to Mordor with our mighty ballot papers in hand, defended by our democratic mandate and our legitimacy... And we've all got these hats on for some reason. Don't ask why we're wearing those.
Excuse me? We're wearing those hats because never again.
Okay.
That's why we're wearing those hats.
You're saying I'll get elected if I wear the hat? No problem.
It's the never again hat.
Yes.
You know why? Because never again. And the evil wizard Starmer must be defeated at some point because look, he's got the magic paper. Ooh! The evil wizard Starmer, who definitely runs this country with magic spells for the Prime Minister's office.
And if we don't get rid of him tomorrow, it's all over.
He's going to say an incantation which ups inheritance tax.
He's going to put back the triple lock.
Excuse me, Democracy Man has the 51% shield. I know he's wearing the little hat you don't like, but you have to get behind him or else the evil wizard Storm is going to cast another spell.
What, are you a loser? What are you like winning?
What are you, on the side of the evil wizard? How dare you? You're in league with the evil wizard, aren't you? You just want the evil wizard to win. How could you say that? How could you say that about Democracy Man? He has to defeat Starmer.
I feel sorry for anyone that has chosen to tune into this stream of ours first as opposed to anything else, because anyone that watches our stuff will be accustomed to some level of sort of dry bombastic humor, but we really have hit our fucking limit.
But he's got the magic paper! Didn't you see? Didn't you see the magic paper?
By the power of voting, you shall be smote.
It's just, it's all so tiresome. But yes, and against this backdrop, there is no nativist organization capable of meaningful action. The will, the resources, and the acumen are all lacking.
Yes.
And mostly because every time there are resources, there is acumen, and there is will, it is, where is it put? What's it put into? Oh, it's there. There
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, the electric it's put into, frame. It's put,
think of the amount of people who carried water for Boris Johnson. Think about all the people who told you to hold your nose and vote for Boris Johnson.
Do you know what the thing is, though? This is... It is only through this little square... The same people who 2 years ago were telling you that you were awful, you were a bad person, you were being a naysayer, an ankle biter and a black pillar because you wouldn't hold your nose and vote for Nigel Farage, are now running around lambasting reform as if it's been some sort of shit on their shoe that they've been laughing at for the last 20 years. Yeah. No, they haven't.
No.
They had to change their minds like that. But that's okay, because that sort of rash, nonsensical decision-making makes sense within the frame.
It does. You see, you've got to cheer for a different team now, because within the electoral frame, reform is now stinky. Mm. It wasn't stinky before, it was the next best hope. But I've had multiple people explain to me that within their head, what they do is they latch onto the quote-unquote least bad viable option.
Mm.
And that is their heuristic. And if a new least bad viable option in quotes comes about, and of course viable means electoral in their mind.
Seeing as we are currently broadcasting live from our moon base.
Yes, exactly.
And we are getting into another realm of abstraction, I think, in terms of conversation here. There we add another dimension to the electoral frame.
Another
and
dimension.
And we travel to the realm of ideas.
Ooh, we will do in a second after we've read these super chats.
Well, we can't get there straight away now, can we? We're not that smart.
Have a nice shiny enthusiasm coin, a euthanasia coin, aka a toonie. Thank you for the $2 Canadian there, Arden Party. Anti-slop.
Dangism or whatever
Dangism,
he calls
yes.
himself.
I thought AA dropped Restore, but sadly in his new Restore vid, he's back on board. Thanks for holding the line, also Charlie Downs. Well, fair enough. It's just also Charlie Downs, yes.
But no, because what people do, even if they aren't wholly beholden to the electoral frame, is that they consider themselves as an intellectual,
yes,
as abstracted from the process, and they go on a journey to the realm of ideas.
Oh, this one doesn't. I don't know. I guess I can make it move a bit, but it doesn't move.
Because it's a stasis. It is a place where everything is held in position and considered for as long as possible, and then, as you say, you get people who really should otherwise know better turning around and going, "Oh well, it's the least worst option." That because you've abstracted away what practically needs to be done in terms of removing brown people from your street and doing nasty things to people who are sex offenders, you're now considering the fact that you now need to tactically vote for X, Y, or Z in your constituency.
Yeah.
Because that means they'll have a mandate to do X, you know, they'll repeal this, and then we'll have free speech. And then once we've got free speech, we can really win with the party we actually want to build. And then...
Get off
your fucking RTS strategy fucking captain's chair and, like, just go down the fucking pub and be a normal person.
But the latch on of we must pick the least bad option, which rotates and then it goes away, but I found a new least bad option, but that's gone away and I found the new least bad option. There's no talking to those people.
Mm.
Those people suffer from an actual form of cognitive damage. They are incapable of exiting the both electoral frame and the political moment, to the point that they, you know, we've got all these people who they latched on to reform and reform wasn't cool enough, and they latched to Homeland and Homeland wasn't cool enough, and maybe in between that they were someone who was in UKIP, and then they maybe talks about patriotic alternative, but that got all, oh, that's not going to do anything. Now I'm a Restore member. And it's just, well, you've been through 5 or 6 different failed political projects that you swore
it's
with
last,
Leave Britain.
The last time.
Yeah.
It's the last chance. Do you know what really fucking irks me with all that stuff, though? It's when the people who have been through that process 5 or 6 years, and some of these people we know personally, we understand the amount of emotional, psychological turmoil they put themselves through in following all of this in every minute detail and basically living every moment of it. And then they turn around and brag because they go, oh, well, I went down to my local branch meeting and I got 4 people involved that have never voted in politics before. You awful person. Leave those people alone.
It's like a dog returns to its own vomit to throw it back up all over again. People return to the electoral frame because it is all they can imagine. They are incapable of defeating the Tory within.
Yes, next party resurgence. I think we should skip. We should go for regress Britain.
It's retard Britain.
No,
we're not going too fast. Britain needs to retard.
Yeah, no, I suppose we're not going to really top retard Britain, are we?
I was going to call that stream this, but I thought the electoral frame was a better framing. A large problem with an organisation like Restore or Reform or Advance or Retard.
The Society of the Magic Paper.
Yeah, the Society of the Magic Paper is that free speech magic paper societies are incapable of internal discipline. If your tenets are free speech, some vagueness about classical liberalism maybe, and voting, then really you have no gatekeeping mechanism.
Yes, I mean, there's someone in chat there. What's wrong with Restore? Just don't invest any effort in them. Treat them as a way of poking Farage. I can hear the dark evil wizard Starmer quaking in his boots at that very thought.
We've done it, guys.
No. What do you mean Nigel Farage wasn't really going to save us and he too became an evil wizard? Oh no!
I can't wait till we have to defeat the evil... I don't know. I don't think Rupert Lowe's going to live long enough for that. But... we may end up with the evil wizard.
I just hope he cashes in his social media pension and proceeds to leave.
Well, you're not understanding our point. There is nothing wrong with a Restore. Restore is a micro... You know what? Let's get this back up, okay? Because you're still not getting it. You see? Scared my microwave? No, I am not scared that the microwave might win. You... idiot. No, I don't like Restore because it goes magic paper and people who go magic paper need to be put in some kind of facility where they can't go around and go magic microwave One day, guy, you'll see when the microwave goes ding. You'll regret it. You'll all regret it when it goes ding. I don't like Restore Britain because it's a fucking microwave. Okay, you've brought me a microwave and said, here's my plan for saving Britain. And I've gone, that's a microwave. And you've gone, well, what's wrong with the... I brought you such a wonderful microwave. Tell me about the magic paper again. Tell me again.
I think it's about this point as well. We can consider introducing a novel new organisation and idea to the right-wing political space in Britain. I propose to call it the Union of Silence.
Yes.
It's an organisation similar to the Free Speech Union, with one slight different twist. Paying monthly dues so that you can maybe one day too be defended in court for being a TERF or a Zionist. and possibly never defended in court if you aren't either of those things. You can instead pay £5 a month to me. I will hire a team of lawyers and possibly extrajudicial helpers, and we'll silence someone. We will make someone shut up forever. I think this is possibly the most novel and best idea we've got. We could actually turn the slop flow down. Less slop. Not more slop, less slop.
We need definitely less slop.
Yeah, and we'll wear pins that just say, "Have you considered shutting up?"
It's just, here we go. This is our political campaign. It's the no speech campaign.
Yeah. Have you considered shutting up?
It's the no speech union. Have you considered being quiet?
Mm.
Have you considered not telling me about what Starmer is doing this week?
I mean, I love the fact that, like, the man goes and speaks, if we want to do specifically speak about Toby Young, these massive campaign against anti-Semitism marches, and appears with all these other people who folk detest, but then they still turn in and go, but you've got to support free speech. They supported my friend. Well, of course they did, because they've got to seem somewhat legitimate. But that doesn't mean the fact that you aren't engaging in a poisoned, united front with people who want you gone. I mean, the clue's in the name. He believes in free speech, but he campaigns against anti-Semitism. At what point do these two meet? Or is that just up to yours chosen to decide as they please?
It's just, again, freedom of whom to say what. It's a really basic IQ test. And anyone who tells you that we need free speech so we can vote for Rupert Lowe, you just look at them with a slightly pitying glance and you walk away.
Yeah, it's like,
don't try and reason with them. Don't try and talk to them.
No,
you know, don't even do what I'm doing. I make retard noises at them.
Yeah.
Have you considered shutting up?
No, like, you've got a if you are old enough, or not old enough, should I say, have lived in a situation where you've had a dog, a family dog, from puppy to the grave, and when it's young and it pisses itself or it shits itself in the carpet, you try to demonstrate to it that you shouldn't do this. You rub its nose in it, you lambast it, maybe you leave it in an area of the house, like the kitchen, where it's maybe not getting the same attention with otherwise, until it recognises that it shouldn't do that anymore. If someone, for example, says to you, "We need better free speech so that we can vote for better parties like Restore and whatnot," then what you should really do is treat them like an old dying dog. And then when it shits itself in the carpet, you just think, "You poor soul." Have nothing but sympathy for these people if you can stomach it. Otherwise, just ignore them, because there's just no fucking point. Oh, yes, and also I love Israel.
Well, there's a bit more to talk about here, because we do have more free-form discussion time. And I just think, really, what we need to do is have a bit of a bake sale. And the thing is, the people who talk about, like, holding hands and singing Kumbaya are actually less toxic than this.
Yes.
They're less corrosive. You know, the people go, "Oh, well, I just think we need to think nice thoughts and talk about nice things." And those people are harmless idiots. I don't go on about all the muesli munching, do-gooder classes as much as I used to, because quite frankly, a lot of those people are harmless. They are misdirected, but they are largely harmless. What we have with this, with the evil wizard frame, with the insistence, it's the pitch.
Hmm.
At least someone who is resigned to a stupid idea passively isn't actively pushing it like the world is about to end. At least people who are misguided in a general sense are not grabbing you by the shoulders and screaming at you that this is going to be the last election.
Yes, and I think this is such a fundamental thing at this moment to discuss. And I think it's one of the few bits of utility that might come from some Restore stuff. If you have one in your area, one of these branches, and you can get down to it, when that thing collapses, which it will inevitably do, take those people, be the parachute, be somewhere these people can congregate around so that you can actually deal with local issues through your own means in a manner that doesn't require you to squeeze into that frame. Why do it to yourselves? You don't need to be elected to make your local community better. There is a lot of things you can do by just being organised, by being sensible, understanding how to effectively communicate to the people in your area that own the resources, that have importance, that have the ear of those who do. Running around going, we need to win the election to get rid of the evil wizard Nazi Starmer, is a waste of fucking time.
I also, as we've talked about before, I've said that a bunch of times here, but we try to repeat things because, well, they bear repeating.
Mm.
But this whole process, this pitch, as election fever grips people with the local elections and, ooh, might Starmer go, might Starmer not, might this happen, might that happen, as the plot line, as the monster of the week grips people and they make a lot of noise about things, that noise puts people off.
Mm.
That noise turns people off, that noise turns people away, and within the electoral frame, you can't get anything done. And if what you're doing is tiring people out by shouting at them via the electoral frame, all you're doing is being counterproductive.
Mm.
That's all you're doing. I won't brook this, well, something good could come of it. Well, maybe, and we do a little bit of that ourselves in terms of trying to make sure certain people land on their feet if they end up being involved in some of these things, on the edges of them, or they end up being hired by them. You know, there are good people involved in these things, and you should try and make sure that the good people who involve themselves are able to find a way out if they are willing to.
Yes.
But those who continue to make these mistakes and continue to put people off should just be disregarded. We're so far down the timeline here of people having to understand, like the Brexit example, that the ballot box cannot bring you victory. There's no buts, there's no ifs, there's no hypothetical hoi for strategy game brain thing where you can, we need to break the system, we need to be cleverer, we need to be smarter, you're just giving up. It's just like, no, there is no victory here. Mm. There is no victory via this mechanism. And you have to embrace that. And the evidence for that is everything you see in front of you.
But we have, time and again as well, we actually try to give people criticism we think they can take on board. I mean, one of the main things I've been pointing out for the last week or so on fucking Twitter is that internally Restore obviously cannot discipline its own activists, and it can't do that in a way that isn't public facing. This is why you've got one end of it where people are running around trying to do sort of faux goose-stepping routines to court the audience of people who are quite explicitly sort of ethno-nationalist and nativist. And at the same time, you've got representatives running around trying to associate themselves with Tommy Robinson and all the Zionist pegs he wants to bring over here next week. Or this week, I should say. So, I mean, when people turn around and go, well, what are you going to do about it? We're not going to do anything because we're not delusional.
That's the big thing. In the electoral frame, as people imagine their homeopathic slice of power and they go, I'm doing something about it, and you're not. And getting up on your high horse when you are once again taking the magic paper and once again putting it in the magic box for Brexit and Boris Johnson, for Thatcher, you know, I'm going to vote for Lloyd George. He won't feed me into a meat grinder.
No.
We've been doing this for 100 years. And for 100 years... every election in Britain has brought mass misery and decline for 100 years straight. When elections started, we had the empire. 100 years of elections have turned Britain into this. And you want to set up an electoral project. You want once again to go through the mincer. You want once again to attach people to a framework that is a lie. And that is our ultimate problem with this, in that the electoral frame is a gross parody. It is a fiction, and it comes with so many priors that anyone engaging in activism for Restore, in quotes, is deliberately deliberately pushing their brain into a space of unreality.
No, you have to be on your best behavior and write down a list of all the policies you really want for Christmas, or Father Farage won't deliver them to you on election day.
All these people sat there with their 1,000-point plans. That's why we could come up with theory-crafted policy if we were asked to,
you
in a proper sense.
You want us to write formal and worthwhile policy. Come and speak to us privately to do it, because we'll do it all day. Because doing it on Twitter is a fucking waste of time. And anyone that does do it on Twitter is just an idiot. I'm sorry. Even there's some people I know who do some cracking work in this regard. If you've got that stuff, keep it to yourself.
It's all these people. Here's my 50-point plan for fixing the country, and they live in, like, Guildford and work in a Sainsbury's.
Yeah. Here's my 60-page plan for engaging in a free speech movement that launches a charter and a constitution in Britain. It's like, well, yes, that's fantastic that you tweeted that from the job centre.
It's the point of, no, actually, we don't have a 1,000-point plan of how to navigate the electoral system in this country.
We don't want one.
One, we don't want one. And two, it is delusional. It's all these little people, they put their little Napoleon hats on, and they decide that they have a plan, a foolproof plan for how to fix this country. And if you don't come to them with your own foolproof 1,000-point plan, well, where's your ideas? You're just black.
Remigration is inevitable.
What's this? It's like, well, at least we have a microwave. Yeah. Where's your microwave? I want your spec. Where's the spec sheet for your microwave? Well, there's not going to be a microwave, because that doesn't do anything. How could? Well, we've got a political electoral party, and you've not got one, and we're doing something. And it's just this, round and round and round and round and round.
But do you know what? Unlike microwave,
yes,
that when it goes round and round and round and round and round and round and round, it eventually goes ding.
Yeah.
This one never goes ding.
No, it is the magic Minecraft that never gets... The electoral project never seems to be done.
You never get to take out your mini Keir Starmer nuggets and burn your face off with them.
Yeah.
Because they never get warm in the middle.
Yeah, you never get your disappointing like reform rustlet.
My God, you guys won't pay for the microwave. You're crashing out.
You guys, excuse me. I don't hear any constructive ways of how to build a microwave here. That's what it comes across like. No, you don't have a 15-point plan to save Britain because you aren't in power. We like political theory crafting, but we also like reality. And the reality is that until you stop, and admit to yourself that there is nothing, and I mean nothing for you at the ballot box. In fact, there is the opposite. Mm. There is only death there for you. There is only misery there for you. There is only 15 more Boris Johnson Reichs. There is only 7 more traitors' parliaments. There's only 10 more Brexits. 6 more Restore Votes. 18 more Great Yarmouths.
You're not lying to them.
Yeah.
You're only lying to yourself.
I mean, and people sat there going, 2045, 2050, restore government by 2142. Rupert Lowe's head in a jar. I'm going to vote for Rupert Lowe's head in a jar. What are we doing? Really, what are we doing? If this is a lesson that we can't learn, democracy is an informational weapon to be used against you in the same way the internet is. If we cannot learn this lesson, then there's no point doing any of it. If we can't put down the electoral security blanket, if we can't finally grow up and grow out of the microwave that will save Britain-style thinking, the idea that practical action has to have years of creating a specifically electoral party first, consuming millions of pounds and thousands of man hours and burning out dozens of well-meaning people. Until we can do that, there is no hope of progress. Mm. And I will not suggest to those people an alternative. Figure it out yourself. The alternative is to not be retarded. You can just not be politically retarded. You can just not cope about the ballot box.
What about we run the unretard party? That after years and decades of retardation, our plan is to unretard Britain. And that's all we run on. So what's your policy platform for global trade in this coming age? Well, we just want to unretard Britain. Thank you.
Our Restore's team is untrustworthy at this thing. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
Restore could
matter.
Have the most trustworthy. It could actually be made up of 900 IQ gigachats. And the fact that they're going to the ballot box would completely negate everything they were doing.
Peter, my political diet plan is simple. 1, stop eating slop. 2, stop cooking the slop. 3, stop pretending you're a chef because you found a slightly better recipe for slop.
Indeed.
And Bog Stomper 14, give us a take on Celtic separatists. Which is the same as basically any other local issues thing. Maybe not so much separatism, but if you can actually make it your own grassroots organisation for achieving what you want, and you know it's yours, it's not beholden to anything, that's more important than anything else.
Yes. Apart from that, I've got some more Substack stuff coming up at the moment. Coming up soon. The thing is, I'm trying to get the draft of the book finished this month. So some of that has... I was hoping to put a piece out that was just called Retard Britain, but it ended up kind of becoming this stream, and I want to make a slightly gentler, less caustic article, because more of the caustic end of it has gone into this. But I think it bears saying, as things ramp up, as we, oh, will he stay, will he go, as people talk about the political theatre like it is real, and as people talk about Keir Starmer like he actually sits there in his office and he doesn't pull the levers of power, he signs like the scrolls of power.
Yeah, and in a dark wizard tower where he curses all our souls because he hates us all.
Yes, it is dark wizard Starmer. If anyone thinks like that around you politically, and you see a tent above you, and you start hearing,
it's time to run away.
And you start hearing about anti-Semitism, it's time to run away. It's time to get the hell out of there. But please, for the love of God, expunge from your mind the electoral frame, and please, finally. Finally kill the Tory within. I think that's everything.
Yes, I don't really have anything to add. I suppose we'll see you guys again at some point, and quite possibly we might be even more caustic and sardonic at that point, so prepare yourselves.
Prepare! Anyway, we'll talk to you guys again. Bye-bye.
See you.